The itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider up. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again. The itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider up. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have in studio with us today the directors of the Hastings High School Marching Band State Champions, and we have in studio Emily Chandler, who is the director, Tom Wensler, who's their co-director, and Josh Wallstrom, who is the percussion instructor. And it's great to see all of you. First of all, a very, very heartfelt congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't think people quite realize how great of an honor this is. And let's talk about a week ago, you were escorted back into Hastings because you were the state champions by the police. Tell about that.
It was very cool. We had told the kids that that would be happening so they could see it, and had told the parents, and we had this entourage of, it was like a ticker tape parade at midnight.
Yeah, it really was. It was just really a cool thing for Hastings, and I just can't say enough congratulations to you. So for people that don't know about the Hastings High School Marching Band, how many kids were involved this year?
We had 85 students this year.
And how did that shake out?
We had one drum major and 17 percussion students, 15 color guard, and 8 spiderling prop students, and the rest were in the horn line.
And so for this award, this is extra special too, because my understanding is you are the state champs in the AA class. Mm-hmm. And that's new.
Yeah, that was an exciting piece for us this year, because up until now we've been mostly competing in the A class, and we were asked to move up to this class, and to win this class then is extra special because it's even more competitive and the bands are bigger and more experienced. So
is that how the classes are broken out, is by how many kids?
You know, it's not completely by number of students. It just usually ends up being that way in general, but it's a director discretion, and it's experience of the program and the staff and numbers, but it usually does end up breaking down to bands that are fairly similar size in each class.
Well, it's great. So that made it extra special. So this is the first time ever, because you're 5-time state champions, yes?
Yes.
Right.
Wow, but the first time in class
2A.
I don't know enough about you in your career background, so would you be so kind as to tell people? Let's start with you, Tom Wensler.
I have been a music educator, and I started in Winona after my Winona State College, and then I moved up to Lake City for a number of years. I'm currently in the Red Wing schools, and I get to teach the beginners and the second year players before they go up to the high school. So it's been a wonderful 21 years of music education, taking the experiences that I had as a student and then turning those around and sharing those with my students. I also get to play my trumpet still as a musician in brass band in Red Wing. And funny story is, I get to sit next to my band director from when I was, when I came back from our state championship, it was a great big IOU hug and thanks for everything that you've given me, and that just pays it forward.
Mm-hmm. So that's, wow. Do you still call that person Mr. or Mrs.?
Yes.
It's hard not to, right? Old habits
everybody's,
die hard.
Everybody's first name, and then there's Mr. Peterson. So, yeah, it is a die hard, but it's fun to live in that world and to have those experiences. Having an opportunity to work with the high school kids at the Hastings group is phenomenal. So to see the beginners and then to be motivated in the competitive world, it's really a whole being.
I bet it is. And you finally then get a chance to work with kids that are at the top of their game in the high school level.
The challenge to get a beginner to to come back tomorrow and do it again and try a little bit.
Yes.
But then there's the challenge of taking the best musicians in Hastings and then saying, we're going to go up against the best musicians in the state of Minnesota. It's remarkable. It's so rewarding.
I bet it is. Emily, tell us a little bit about you, please, Emily Chandler.
I teach for my real job at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in town. So I teach kindergarten through fifth grade classroom music and then run two bands there, our beginning band and then a middle school band, and then teach liturgical music K-8. So for me, it's fun to see students that I've had since kindergarten and then start them in their band career, like Tom said, but then see them and kind of biasly recruit for the marching band and show them all that they can do when they get to high school band and all that, the opportunities that that has for them. So,
and this has been a very special year for you, I know, because you've been waiting and waiting for your own kids to get old enough to participate in the program.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's full circle when you do this activity before you have kids, and Tom can relate too with his, and you look forward to the time that your children are old enough to be in this second life, this love that you have, and then to be able to involve them is very cool.
And how about you, Mr. Josh Wellstrom?
So I kind of have a dual career going on. I actually work in finance during the day. I work for U.S. Bank in St. Paul. And then on what I would say evenings and weekends and other times of the year, I'm a percussion instructor. So I teach, obviously, with the Hastings Marching Band. I do the percussion ensembles at the high school and middle school in town. And then I teach about a dozen private students. And I also, like Mr. Wensler, I get to play my instrument as well and do gigs around the Twin Cities, which is very fun. So kind of business by day and music by night and weekend.
And you were busy. I just saw you at the high school choir concert.
Right. Yep. And I oftentimes will help accompany with certain concerts at the high school and whatnot, which is also really fun.
I would like to learn how to play that box.
Yeah, the cajon.
Doesn't seem that hard.
It's fun. I'll bring mine and you can try it sometime. It's fun.
I would kind of like it, except at the end, I think your hands would hurt.
Your hands, they get a little sore, but, you know, it's fun. You get used to it.
I could keep a beat. I would like that. So that keeps you fresh, I bet. And I know you're a very in-demand musician as well.
Oh, thank you.
Well, with, I know, Sarah Lockwood.
Right.
Yeah, considers you her go-to guy.
Yeah, I do work with Sarah a lot, too, and that's very fun to collaborate with a lot of musicians in town, for sure.
And you will be accompanying also the show choirs?
So what I do for the show choir is I actually write the percussion music for Riverside. So actually, right before I came here today, I was working on that this afternoon, and so I'll write the music for the percussionist and the drum set player as well. So
Emily, how long have you been doing this, please?
This is my, I have to do math, I think this is my 19th year with the marching band.
And how did you first start out?
When I was a first year teacher, I started in January at Tilden and Cooper. And starting new in the district, I made phone calls. I called Lynn Warren and said, you're looking for someone to be in the musical. So I played in the pit orchestra. I called Dwayne Oldham, who was the marching band director at the time, introduced myself, looking to help out. You know, I've always enjoyed marching band. And so the first year I just floated, you know, as a volunteer, you know, kind of the gopher, run and get this, run and get that.
So you actually worked for the school district 200?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. And then when Cooper closed officially, that's when I went to St. Elizabeth full-time in 2003. So from there, Mr. Oldham stepped down from being the marching band director, and I wasn't expecting to come back. And the principal at the time, Mr. Clymer, gave me a call in the summertime and asked, you interested? I said, yes. And then a couple of years later, I found my college friend, Tom, and said, what are you doing?
So you guys are college friends. Tell us about that, please.
Winona State, yeah, we met. We played in many of the groups, and coming through, it was close. We didn't graduate the same year, but it was relatively close. So we had a lot of reasons as we were leaving in the profession to still be involved and to meet up with each other. But I, being in Lake City at the time, had a summer experience with a parade band, but not a fall. And I was itching to get back to the competitive side of that music making, and it was a great opportunity, and it stretched itself now for 10 plus years from my experience. It's one of those, you don't know where it's going to end up, you know, it was a conversation we had literally, and just here we are a decade later.
Yeah, and it was, we were at a Lake City parade and talking about Fall Field Show, and Tom was describing how much he missed it. I just had my first child, wondering how am I going to balance this. I said, "Are you interested?" And so let me talk to my family. And then after the season was over, I called him up, "Well, you want to come back next year?" And that lasted about 2-3 years, and then I just stopped asking. And then when they moved up to the Hastings area, it all works out for a reason.
And Josh, how long have you been involved?
So I graduated from Hastings in 2003, and then I went to Gustavus and graduated in 2007. And I helped out usually with just the camp part of the summer. So like right after college, I would come in for a week, and Emily would ask me to come help for a week in between summers, between college. And then starting around 2008, 2009, I started getting more involved. And the two gentlemen who were teaching the drumline at that time, one of them moved and one of them had a career change. So then I took over as percussion director. So this actually was my 11th season in that role. And again, like Tom or Emily said, you get involved in it and you start out doing it, and then it gets in your blood, and there you are 10, 11 years later. It's a passion, and it's a joy. So we all love what we do.
Well, you can tell, and that is why the kids are so enthused about things as well, because that definitely flows out to them. So the show this year, The Web We Weave, how are you ever going to top that? I mean, I think that every year your shows are so great, but are you already in your head thinking about next year?
We're gonna celebrate on our banquet in the next couple days.
Good.
And then as we're packing up and putting away, there's always forward momentum. We have these years where we can celebrate these state champions. It goes back to our first and earliest planning sessions, and then from there it's up to the kids to follow through. But we have some long years between us, then we have some great planning sessions in the winter months, and here it goes again.
Were you as emotional as I was when the kids did the show at US Bank Stadium? Because I'm telling you, I sat with a bunch of fellow parents, men included. There was not a dry eye in the house.
Mm-hmm.
How do you describe that feeling?
I think that when you watch kids perform at the level that they did, I think that it's such a special thing. And I mean, I'll admit too, I had tears that day, and we all were hugging each other. Staff members were...
You knew that day that it was great. I mean, even before things came out, they did just great.
It was. And obviously the results are fun, and people like to get first place, and that's fun. But I think truly we had this moment after our finals performance where the band was pulled, right behind the stadium, and the director stood up on a stairwell, and we were addressing them, and we said to them, like, what you just did was, that's all that matters. You know, like, we can get emotional now even talking about it. It's at that point, it's not about the trophy. It's about that they literally laid their hearts on the line, and that show was magical. It was so good.
It was magical. And you know, every time that the spider legs were pulled out, the whole crowd screamed, because it was so unexpected.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was just a great, great show. And like you said, executed so well.
They did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to all of you, because it just really was a wonderful season. And it doesn't come without hard work. Tell about how many hours went into becoming state champions.
You mentioned the spider and the props, and that to our parents, that tremendous. The hours that they spent putting together, taking apart, getting ready, after they spent hours and hours building those moments, and that really, that alone, those unsung heroes, the care of the chaperones during the events. Our kids were ready to perform all season long. It was something that we worked as a staff to make sure the conditioning was better, but we also had kids on their performance game level. As it was, they could perform at that level. We weren't gassed, we weren't fatigued, we were ready to go. There was a lot of hours spent with our section leaders. This was a big change for us as well, prompting them to learn segments and then teach their own sections. So rather than us exclusively showing from percussion and the winds and the color guard as well, we had a lot of teaching, the kids peer teaching one another. And then we would come in with our time, and it wasn't spent teaching, it was spent practicing it. And so much more efficient.
And do you think you could do that with any set of kids, or was this a special group of kids?
It lined up and fell into place. I know we plan to do it again and have that method, but these kids embraced what we were asking very well.
Yeah, the stars aligned. This group of leadership that we had, they just ate everything we threw at them. And even the kids from the ninth graders that never knew what Marching Band was about, or even Fall Field Show until the first day of band camp. I mean, I don't remember a practice where you walk into a room and you just feel the morale low. And they were eager to learn and eager to get better each and every rehearsal we had. And that's a special combination of the kids loving the show that we're doing, but then the special group of kids that we have.
Mm-hmm. So what do you say to somebody that's listening that is maybe thinking they want to get involved in marching band?
You know, when we're recruiting, that can be one of the hardest parts of the job is to get students on board with any activity. What I would say is take the risk. Take the risk to join. What we find is that when students join as a freshman, or if they're part of the prop crew or color guard and they're a little younger when they join, usually they'll stick with it. It's kind of getting them in the door. And we like to talk about community a lot in the marching band, and we talk about how there's sort of this family aspect. And once you become part of that, I think you realize how special it is. But you have to get them initially interested in doing it. And I think that is the biggest thing. So take the risk. Try it.
Do you think the kids understand the importance of this award that they won?
I think the upperclassmen do. And the juniors that won state 2 years ago in Class A, I believe they understand the importance and just how difficult it was to win now in AA. I really do. Freshmen and sophomores, I'm not sure. I hope so.
I think the recent graduates that were in large numbers attending the show do. That alumni and that support, the long-lasting legacy. We had a nice mix of grade levels this year. As I would agree with Emily, I don't know if the younger kids totally understand it, but those that were involved in previous years, absolutely. Sitting in that hallway, as Josh mentioned, and having that moment where they just performed the show of their life was tangible.
Okay. I think that means the most to them more than the award. And that's what we believe is important too, is they left everything out there.
They totally did. And it was recognized, and how beautiful. We want to thank you three for coming in today. Emily Chandler, she is the director of the state championship, AA, Hastings High School Marching Band. And Tom Wensler is here, the co-director, and also Josh Wallstrom, who is the percussion director. And we thank you for coming in today, and we thank you for putting Hastings on the map in such a positive way, and all the wonderful ways that you've influenced kids over the years, because they're going to hold that in their heart forever. Mm-hmm. You won a state tournament, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you so much for coming in today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
The Itsy Bitsy Spot.